Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Rayleigh Kerrigan for Community Comment. The other day, while I was on vacation, I was sitting at the mall in Southern California waiting for my mom, and I noticed the man sitting next to me had a veteran of foreign war hat on. I wondered if anyone had stopped to thank him. For the next 20 minutes, I sat there and watched hundreds of people walk by, some even looking his way, but not one stopped to thank him for his service. As I got up to leave, I thanked him and told him how much it meant to me. He was very shocked and caught off guard that someone noticed him. That's when I thought, we need to bring patriotism back to our country, especially in youth my age. There are several people in my family who have served or are serving, and has been important to my parents to teach their kids to appreciate the freedom they have because of all men and women who serve. As I go to Memorial Day and Veterans Day services, I notice that not many youth attend, and that's what I hope to change. It's never embarrassing or a waste of time for me as a 15-year-old teenager to remember those who have given everything for this country, or to thank a veteran or the ones who still serve. One day we will be the adults in the government and running this country. Can you imagine a country with leaders who don't respect or appreciate the men and women who work hard and sacrifice to keep this country free? These men and women make hard sacrifices every day. While we gather to celebrate the birth of a new baby, they miss the birth of their own child. While we celebrate Christmas together with the ones we love, they are far from home. And while we sit in our comfortable air-conditioned homes, they are often in miserable, hot foreign countries. Sometimes life-changing injuries happen to these heroes that can and cannot be seen. All this happens while we live without fear as free Americans. I believe they deserve our thanks and appreciation, and every day we have the chance to show this. Do you take the 30 seconds to shake their hand and say thank you, the $10 to buy them lunch, or maybe just time to sit down and talk with them about their life? These are the things that we all can do, and there are many more we can think of. So this week, take the time to do something to brighten their day. Not only will they feel appreciated, but I guarantee that it will brighten your day too. Thank you to all the men and women who are currently serving in the United States military, and thank you to all of our veterans. This has been Rayleigh Kerrigan with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.